Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Mecha. Happy weekend to you, friends. In fact, wow, we are rounding the last lap of January 2024. Flew by like a NASCAR car. I mean, 800 horsepower this year so far. Matt is joining me. Matt Desch, the show wizard, is in the studio with me, man. Say hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, Justin?
There it is, the sexiest man in radio.
That's right. Well, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. No, to be determined. No, the jury is not out on that one. It is. There's the trophies. They're lining the wall year after year after year.
Man.
Matt Desch, sexiest man in radio, is joining me on the show this weekend as we talk about entrepreneurism, Matt. And I'm excited to do so. Before we do this, though, let me thank my great sponsors.
Yes.
All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Hey, Matt, in a word, what does it mean to be an entrepreneur?
Risk taker.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Risk taker.
I think that's what I think of right away.
Yeah. The people that stick their necks out, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Do as the turtle who never got anywhere without sticking his neck out. Yeah. The true entrepreneur, turtle. Okay. Well, I asked the question, Matt, because, that's the theme of what I have going on this weekend. We've discussed this in the past. You and I have discussed this privately, and certainly plenty of my real estate colleagues know about this event. However, there may be members of the public and there may be some new members to the real estate community that aren't aware of this. Montana Camp is a conference that I and a couple of others have helped launch in 2021. And we hosted it the first year in Helena, Montana, followed it with Missoula and then Bozeman. And now in its fourth annual installment is coming to Kalispell. And so that's why I figured it was important to talk about, because it's happening in May and we just this is the last week of January. So we've got February, March, April, May. By my count, that's 4 months, Matt. So about 120 days before we're going to be bringing some top talented individuals, some great speakers, and a lot of enthusiasm to Kalispell right there at the Flathead Valley Community College, the Wackel Center. And I'm excited. So it's May 15 through 17, montanacamp.org for all the details. What I wanted to talk about this weekend, though, was I wanted to pull back the curtain. And I wanted to welcome you to the engine room of Montana Camp. Because people might be wondering, like, okay, what does that even mean? And what does it even do? In fact, some of the people have already commented, some of the public members have already asked, is this something that the public can come to, or is it just a real estate conference? Let me answer it this way. There is no such thing as just a real estate conference, because real estate conferences in and of themselves accompany the public, meaning you, members of the public, should go to real estate conferences if there's even an ounce of interest whatsoever. And there should be an ounce of interest whatsoever, because chances are you're after a home. Whether you're looking to rent a home or buy a home or are affected by homes, that's real estate. And that's what's so awesome about this industry, is that it's so encompassing. So you should express an interest in real estate and you should go. That being said, Montana Camp is far more entrepreneurial than most real estate conferences. And I'm a guy who attends a lot of real estate conferences. By design, we put this conference together to accompany the entrepreneur, to accompany the big thinker. In fact, that's what I wanted to make the tagline was, big thinkers welcome, you know, or a conference for big thinkers. And here's why I say that. Montana Camp was born of an idea, just like many other great things that have ever come before. They were started by an idea. Somebody was asking a question on whether or not something could happen or why it's not happening so far, such as the airplane. Like, why aren't we flying like the birds? That's nothing more than an idea that was met with a whole lot of action and quite possibly a lot of mistakes before there was a success. And because some group of people they decided to not give up, because they decided to continue wearing that entrepreneur hat, we now have airplanes. So no different than that is Montana Camp. It was an idea that was born because, if you remember, in 2020, a lot of the nation and a lot of the world decided to shut down, you know, kind of pull the blinds down, and no longer are we open for business. And there's a lot of discussion about that, and we're not going to go there right now. However, what that did for the real estate industry was, especially here in Montana, where when we need to typically rely on our other states in the U.S. for our real estate conferences, myself and a group of volunteers decided to decided to ask this question. If we can't go to these conferences, well, what would it look like if we brought a conference to us? So we made a few phone calls. We got a few high caliber individuals and we launched the first year of Montana Camp. Now, when we did that, we didn't realize what we actually were getting involved with. I mean, I am a realtor. I've been a licensed real estate professional in Montana for 11 years now. And I've helped a lot of people cross the threshold of equity, buying their first home, buying their 15th home, selling their first home, selling their 15th home, and everything in between. I never thought that I would get into event coordination or event planning. However, that's the story of the entrepreneur. I never thought that I would fly. However, I never thought that this car would go 200 miles an hour. However, I never thought it'd be powered by batteries. However, I never thought we would walk on the moon. However, that's the story of the entrepreneur. That's the story of the entrepreneur. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We're talking about entrepreneurism and more specifically, Montana Camp. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the brutal nature of the entrepreneur.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Happy 2024 to you. And we're wrapping up January in 2024. So I like to ask this question. There are 12 great chapters to the year 2024, and we just finished the first one. How are you feeling, friends? Are you on track? You know, it's not uncommon for us to set goals. We call those resolutions at the top of the year. We'll set them probably at the end of the year and say, next year I'm going to fill in the blank. Are you still going to the gym? Did you fully quit smoking? Are you doing the speed limit? No. Like, are you doing it? How are you feeling about your goals? Are you there? Are you 1/12 of the way? Right? Well, so in real estate, that's not uncommon to set goals. We set them every day. We set them every week. We set them every month and every year. And one of the goals that I have in my career now is this event called Montana Camp. By the way, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I'm going to claim it. It's the state's most exciting conference, period. The state's most exciting conference, period. You know why? Because it's put on by relentless entrepreneurs. A lot of failure, a lot of failing forward, and therefore a tremendous amount of success. So in our fourth installment, we're bringing Montana Camp to Kalispell. And if you'd like to learn more, montanacamp.org. You can take a look at our lineup, the speakers that are coming to speak to you. If you're in the real estate industry, you need to be there. If you're thinking about being in the real estate industry, you should be there. And if you're anybody else, you're also welcome because it is open to the public. By the way, Matt, at the end of the first day, I've got live music. And one of the things that we like to do with Montana Camp is highlight local talent. And one of the most talented individuals locally here is a gentleman named Mike Murray. And so he and Chris Krager, I've had Chris on the show before. He and Chris Krager are going to be entertaining us at our happy hour at the conclusion of the first night. And if you're a member of the public, you may want to come just for that because that is some talent and it's right here in our county, Flathead. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with Mike and Chris as they entertain us during our happy hour on the first night, which would be May 15. Okay. I wanted to talk about the relentless nature of the entrepreneur, the grit that is required to be an entrepreneur, because you're going to have a lot of people telling you no. You're going to have a lot of naysayers out there. You're going to have a lot of people saying, no, it can't happen. No, it shouldn't happen. No, you're not going to be able to make that happen. You're going to have a lot of people who want to put your idea inside of a box. And may I challenge you with this image? They're the ones building the box. They're the ones saying, no, we can't do that. I understand that we are a country governed by rules and laws and regulations, and we should have those rules. There's reasons why there's white and yellow lines on the road. I understand that. However, there shouldn't be somebody telling you when and where you can't go. Okay, so use the rules as you desire. I'm sorry, use the roads as you desire. And in the road of business, when somebody's telling you, nah, that's not possible, that's quite possibly the beginning of a really great thing. Okay. Take a look at Domino's Pizza and Papa John's. All right. For those of you who don't know the story, there wouldn't be a Papa John's without Domino's Pizza. And that's because two people had a conversation and they began to disagree. And one person said, well, hold my pepperoni and watch this. Maybe he didn't actually say that, Matt. He probably said something very different. However, let's use a different story. Blockbuster and Netflix. One of them's still around. One of them is around. One of them isn't around, right? And that's because two people, and I'm dramatically minimizing this story, however, that's basically because two people had a conversation around an idea and somebody said, nah, it's not possible. And the other person said, be kind, rewind, except for we don't need to worry about that anymore because it's all on DVD. You know, they said something that sounded a whole lot like, hold my beer, watch this. And as a result, an entire empire was born. You realize that there are people today still saying that Montana can't happen. It's not going to happen. You know why? Because it's not backed by a brand. That's true. It's not backed by a brand. It's a completely independent thing. Because as realtors, we are also independent. Yes, we may wear a brand on our sleeve and we may have a brand on our back. And that's okay because those brands are there to support us. However, eventually the entrepreneur is going to want to step outside of that box and grab a hold of what entrepreneurism can do, which is this, friends. Entrepreneurism is nothing more than making the impossible possible. That's the truest definition of entrepreneurism, making the impossible possible. How do you do that? By reaching further than the possible and into the impossible and pulling it in. Take, for example, our friends who discovered flight, right? That was once impossible. Our friends who walked on the moon, that was once impossible. Our friends who said these things weren't possible, then found ways to make it possible. Entrepreneurism is making the impossible possible. This is the conference that they're warning you about, because this conference inspires impossibilities becoming possibilities. And of course, people aren't going to want people to go there because that's going to empower people. Let me put it this way. People who like thinking small are not going to encourage you to go to Montana Camp. Yes, that might sound like a throat punch because that's what entrepreneurism is. Entrepreneurism is reaching from the possible into the impossible and then making the world of possibility even bigger. That's what we celebrate each and every year at Montana Camp. And you know what? A state that prides itself on having more entrepreneurs per capita than any other state should champion that event. So friends, I wanted to welcome you to Montana Camp, montanacamp.org. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. I am honored and I am humbled to be a servant of this community called the Flathead. Hey, friends, be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, as always, welcome home.